Blake Burris with KJAN Sports, and today I'm honored to have head coach of the 7-0 ACGC Chargers, Cody Mathewson. Coach, thanks for taking time out of your busy day to talk with me.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having us.
Coach, it was a really good win on the road last Friday night at Mount Air, 42-18. What led your Charger offense to be so effective on the offensive side of the ball?
We just got a lot of kids bought into what our process is and our philosophy. You know, we obviously are a run-heavy team. That's what we do, and that's what we hang our hat on, as we have for the past six seasons. So, you know, we're averaging almost 370 yards on the ground per game. And, you know, we just have such an elusive backfield and a great offensive line and guys who are blocking outside and just allowing our guys to just get 4 or 5 yards of carry, and then every now and then we'll pop one. But, you know, the mentality has always been and always will be 3 yards in a cloud of dust, you know. You know, Mount Air is a good team. They've played a lot of good teams. They're in a tough district. You know, you see them go to overtime and actually be leading against what people say is the number four and number one team in the state with Madrid, getting beaten overtime there. And then Linville Soley, who's still ranked number eight in the state, playing them in overtime as well. So, for us to go out there and pitch a second-half shutout and just kind of keep control of the ball and create turnovers, and defense played really well. So we're really proud of what we did and what we were able to do. And hopefully get a little more respect. But at the end of the day, you know, we're just worried about going 1-0 of the week, and we got a big game coming up in Southwest Valley. As, you know, we look good right now, and we're ready for playoffs here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, you talked about that second-half shutout. It was 28-18 at halftime. What adjustments or changes did you make with that defense at the halftime break that allowed them to come out and pitch a second-half shutout?
There's really no adjustments at all. Honestly, really the only adjustments we made were the kids just, you know, playing a little more physical, a little more aggressive. You know, when we have it and we have it and we have it in the tank, it's crazy what can come out of those kids. You know, so – you know, we got a couple guys that are a little banged up, and in regards to having Michael Fuller, who was a game time decision at fullback, still rushed for 105 yards on the offensive side, but he's been a starting defensive end for us for the whole year. We've been sitting him the last couple games on the defensive side just to not put ourselves in a bad situation, as we want to try to get him to 100% by playoffs, because he's a big difference maker. So he was able to get in there and play a little bit more reps there in the game. And we had about a four-man, five-man rotation at defensive end position. We had guys just step up. You know, the inside linebackers were just getting caught with bad reads at the polars of the guards. And, you know, we just kind of said, hey, just play downhill, play your gap, defensive line, get off the ball a little quicker, you know, and don't sit here and pop up and read, you know, just get to your gap and slide and slant. We started doing that, and we started creating a lot of havoc. You know, we were really proud of the way the defense had played. You know, obviously a second-half shutout. And, you know, the offense scored. When we scored our 42 points, we scored on every single possession of that game. You know, we didn't start turning the ball over on downs to punt until the fourth quarter. So, you know, we got a little complacent, and things got a little sloppy there in the fourth quarter. But, you know, we were still pretty much in control of what we were able to do, and we felt really confident with our play calling on both sides of the ball.
Coach, 7-0 on the year, and this team has proven that they can win in a variety of ways, whether that be blowout fashion or even several one-score games. What does that show you and tell you about your team? And also, when did you know or have a feeling, was it preseason, early on in the year, that, hey, this team we have is pretty good and can do something special?
Well, I thought, you know, we had that chance to be a pretty good team. You know, every single year what we kind of do and develop our kids, I feel like we do a pretty good job of that, and our coaches do a pretty good job of getting our kids ready week in and week out. But, you know, I mean, you know, you say we've earned kind of the respect, and we can't really have it in our eyes, so that's keeping us hungry. We feel like, you know, we still are a better team than what we're showing at this point in time. The nice thing is, you know, we got one more game to go get ready and prepare at a high level regardless of who your opponent is. So, you know, we got a second season getting ready to come up. But like you said, you know, I don't know. You know, and nobody thought we were going to be a good team ever. Nobody really ever thinks we're going to be a very good team year in and year out. Because we, you know, really rely on and have relied on upperclassmen team. You know, I've said this multiple times, and I've said it a couple times. People have asked, You know, in 2021, we had our breakout year. We were 9-2 and lost to Van Meter twice that year, and they went on to win the state championship and got beat in the quarterfinals. And we brought back one player who had a total of 300 yards rushing on the offensive side of the ball, and that was our quarterback and Brock Littler. And then in 2022, you know, we saw the season 6-1 and lose the Van Meter in the district championship, beat a good trainer team in the Class 1A playoffs, and then lose to Underwood, who ended up being the semifinal team. So we had the chance to go 7-3 that year. And then we graduated our entire backfield last year. Brock Litter is gone. Seth Reno is gone. Austin Kunkel is gone. Ben Marsh is gone. And our leading receiver from last year, this is ready to listen to this one. Our leading rusher from last year is our starting left tackle.
Wow. That's quite a bit of an adjustment.
Yeah, and, you know, right now we're the number two rushing team in Class 1 in the entire state, all 11-man classes. So, you know, rushed for 2,500 yards and 32 touchdowns. So we kind of just plug guys in. Jathan South has been a phenomenal quarterback to step in and rush for 830 yards. He's very dynamic, and he's done a very, very good job. We knew he had the ability in him, but as you see, and you kind of see scores, you know, we started off the season in a close game. We've been sloppy, but when you're running that triple option and the mesh points and the timing and everything is very important, you know, you're only going to get better as the year goes on. So you got four guys who are in the backfield new this year. Our starting fullback, who's rushed for almost 600 yards, he was a first-team all-district offensive lineman as a sophomore last year in Class 1A. So, again, we have a lineman that we took from – we took a fullback and moved him to the offensive line, and we took an offensive lineman and made him a fullback. And he's had, you know, 9 touchdowns on the ground this year and averaging, you know, about almost 100 yards a game, actually. So, we just do a good job of picking guys out and moving guys and putting our kids in the best position to be successful. And we're really proud of what we're able to do. And, you know, I keep saying, you know, we played 7 games, won 7 games, so you can't ask more of that. Be more happy how we are this season start.
Yeah, could just talk about how your guys are able to buy into the system, right? You talk about your leading rusher returning is a left tackle. Just talk about guys being able to, I don't care what position I'm in, where coach puts me, I'm going to do the best I can and do whatever I can to help this football team win games.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you hung something out in front of a kid and said, hey, you're going to have to take one for the team and you're going to move you to offensive line, but you can be 7-0. I guarantee a kid would say, okay, I'll play wherever I can play to be 7-0 right now, and you put me wherever you want me to put me. So we have a very unselfish team. We have a very blue-collar communities out here, Nader, Casey, and Guthrie Center. And, you know, what we do and running the ball kind of just fits our mold of who we are as people and our families out here. So we're just hard-nosed, tough, you know. And at the end of the day, the kids really take pride in that. You know, we're big in the weight room. You know, we put a lot of focus on that. You know, we lift on game days. You know, we set the mentality, set the switch, and set the tone for the day on Fridays. And so it's just kind of a mentality that we've embraced that, you know, we are going to be the more physical team, and that's our plan. You know, it doesn't always work out that way, but, you know, we come in with that mentality. And the best thing about it and the most frustrating thing that can be to coaches is you know, we're literally down to almost 6 plays in our playbook. Our practices are getting so short because we're trying to run 6 plays. And at the end of the day, when you're running the same thing over and over and over again, you know, the kids can perfect that. And they're really, really good at that. So that mentality is, you know what we're going to run. Now you just got to stop it. And, you know, we do have wrinkles to certain things. We do change formations slightly to kind of get misalignment, but it's very disciplined football, and you don't see the triple option very much anymore these days. So it takes a whole different time and more effort to prep as a coaching staff and players to try to reenact what we do. And we really just take pride in that and being one of the top rushing teams in the state year in and year out.
That is head coach of the ACGC Chargers, Coach Cody Mathewson. Coach, thank you for taking time out of your busy day, and good luck Friday night and moving forward into the playoffs.
Thanks so much. We appreciate the time. Thanks for the coverage.
Blake Burris with KJAN Sports.